So anyway, so I'm dating this girl, right? This girl's like really into like women's issues. So she gets me this book on women's lib, right? And I'm reading this shit, right? It was really interesting, man. I think women's lib was a great thing, definitely necessary. I think it was totally cool back in the 70s, you know? I gotta admit, over the last couple of years, I think that women's movement is starting to morph into kind of like that reverse kind of pimping kind of thing, you know? So every time you see women on TV, they say all we want is to be treated exactly like guys, which sounds cool. But if you listen to them, they don't. They only want the good shit of being a guy. You ever notice that? They're cherry picking. They look at a guy's life like it's like a buffet. Like you just can start picking out shit. Like same amount an hour, we'll take some of that. Pay for the movie, fuck that. You can keep that one. I don't like that one. I don't like that one at all. This is nice, that's yucky, that's icky. I mean, come on, man, you can't choose. This girl gave me shit one night. She goes, well, why does a guy make more an hour to do the exact same job? I go, I'll tell you why. Because in the unlikely event that we're both on a Titanic and it starts to sink, for some fucked up reason, you get to leave with the kids and I have to stay. That's why I get the dollar more an hour. No, if there's a house fire, it's always women and children first. I gotta stand there with like the back of my shirt on fire going, let's go people, let's go, let's go. So that's how I look at it. No, it's a dollar an hour surcharge. That if something fucked up happens, either I can't leave or I gotta like get in the way of it to give you a head start, you know, like rabbit dog, run honey, one Mississippi, two Mississippi. You hear a bump in the night, I gotta go check it out, like, yes, he does have a knife. Anytime there's a hostage situation, who do they negotiate for first? Well, at least let the women and children go. What about me? You think I want to stay in the vault with those 20 other sweaty guys praying to God that I'm not the hostage who gets dragged out in front of the bank by that psycho as he starts asking the cops for a helicopter that I know he's not going to get, right? They never get the helicopter. So now I got to try to convince this guy with like a 38 to my head going, dude, ask for a rent-a-car. I think they'll go for a rent-a-car. See what I'm saying? Where are all those feminists in those situations? You can't find them. There are no feminists in a house fire. That's a fucking guarantee. You can take the most hardcore feminist, right? Some chick right in your face, you chauvinistic son of a bitch, you know? Little short, little haircut, the whole nine yards, right? Second those flames break out, she's gonna twist those little hairs into pigtails. Oh, I'm just a girl. I wanna go play jump rope and leave you standing in a burning house like you're not flammable. People, I'm not a dick, though. No, I'm not saying I think a woman should make a dollar less an hour to do the same job. I think that's fucked up. All I'm saying is if you're gonna make what I make when the boat sinks, you better be standing right there next to me, listening to that guy play the cello. Then you get the corner office. I don't get that shit. Why do... Drowning sucks equally for a man or woman. That's just some horrific shit. You know, my dick isn't like a periscope that I can stick up from under the water as I start going down.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. More Like Radio, less like crap.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. It is April 7th, 2015. Here at morelikeradio.com. You're listening to Dutch and Royce. We are live every, obviously, from, if you're listening live. It's 10 to midnight.
Whoa, stop.
Where are we backing up from?
Hold on. You stumbled so tremendously bad. That was the worst put together. There was you 7 fragments.
It sounded good to me.
First off, you said Dutch, you're drunk. First off, you said
I'm not drunk.
No. Mitch is drunk. It's his birthday.
Mitch is drunk, yeah.
Yeah. That's why everything
did
sounded good.
Did I fuck up bad?
Yes. First off, you said Dutch and Royce twice.
I did?
Yes. You said, and obviously the if we're live.
Live today, live.
Yeah. Are you saying that I bumbled this out for me?
It was one of the worst of all time.
It's perfect.
So, I'm sorry, keep introing. We'll go back to it later, but just mark it down, please.
No.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I botch a lot, but I always catch myself. It's rare where somebody catches it before
it was
I catch myself.
Very funny. Sorry. So. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
DNRMLR.com, Tuesdays, 954-573-2780.
Yes.
Twitter, follow us, Vimeo. I don't know. What else you want to do?
Whatever.
Now I'm self-conscious. I don't even
no,
want to
No, you're fine. You're fine. Be your beautiful self. Be your beautiful self. I saw
it. I don't. You got me all.
I got you all flustered. Are you flustered?
Bundle,
are you flustered?
I'm very flustered. You see me getting red?
Oh, don't be flustered. Don't be flustered.
Anyways, apparently it's National Beer Day.
Beer.
More like National Queer Day.
Is that because it's Mitch's birthday?
That's why it's National Queer Day.
It's yes. 100% Mitch's
reason
birthday.
Why it's National Queer Day.
You're gay.
I don't even have a comeback to that. That's not nice.
I love that old school insults are making a comeback, that they're way funnier than mean ones now.
We're the ones like blazing the trail for that as well, by the way.
Like, stop being such a nutsack. Like, that's such a good one. It's not that bad, but it's no one says that anymore.
Calling someone a butthole is my favorite thing ever.
I like saying stop being such a penis hole.
Or butthead.
Butthead, that's a good one.
But anything.
Yeah.
So was National Beer Day National Beer Day last year, or is it created
specifically
for Mitch?
I don't think so, because I've never heard of it before up until like today.
I hadn't heard about it either.
I only heard about it because I got an email from a restaurant I subscribed to saying that today was National Beer Day, and then it fucking started trending on Twitter.
Language.
Like, it was literally trending on Twitter
of
today.
Of course, because bacon, beer, and pizza will always trend. It's Twitter. I think somebody posted today, I think somebody had one of those fake Tom from MySpace, and it posted with that old school picture of Tom from MySpace as the avatar, and I think it said
15 years.
It says, was Tom from MySpace, and the tweet was, that's where y'all niggas went. Because that is what Twitter is now. It's what it is. It's a condensed version of, I was on there, I don't go on there anymore. It's a condensed version.
Oh, see,
MySpace.
I still like Twitter because for some reason, if I want to feel bad about myself, I'll just look at like when people mention me. I'm like, oh, no.
No, I'm with Royce on this one.
Direct messages, people going, you're a piece of shit.
I went on Twitter too, and all it was in between my I Like Girls Daily and I Like Tits Daily was Punchy just saying things.
That's well, you just follow some more people, my friend. There's a lot of interesting people out there.
All right, everybody read the just very tits, next tweet punchy. That comes up in your timeline. Just... Let's
DNR. This is from H Juice Marie, which is a good follow. It says DNR hashtag FTW. I'm assuming this means for the win. Dutch and Roy's happy National Beer Day. Also, it's producer Mitch's birthday today. Wishes drunk face a happy birthday. So you can FB.me/
You don't have to do that. You don't have to do
N9 I for what?
You too much.
Capital F, lowercase a.
You don't have to read the hyperlink.
Too much. Well, you said read it.
Okay, well, the hyperlink you don't really need to read. All right, so, okay, to prove your point, you're following me. Thanks.
Yes, Marie's a good follow.
Mine just popped up in between a lot of Anthony Cumia tweets. BuzzFeed, 12 ways Taylor Swift could dye her hair like a magical unicorn.
That's the first one that's on mine as well. You follow the same people.
Mine is Pierre LeBrun. He is at Real ESPN LeBrun. And now too many...
You sure it's not LeBron?
...for Pittsburgh Mercy. I don't know who this is. I don't follow him.
Mine is a retweet, and it's retweeting someone called...
I turn off all retweets.
Mine is at Birds Mel, and it's fun fact boners.
Oh, that's good.
It's a fun fact.
That's my latest one. I mean,
Sherry, what's your latest tweet?
I'm seeing if I can log in. Oh, it is.
Not even logged in?
No. And now too many men on the ice for Pittsburgh Mercy.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's a hockey tweet.
Are you following hockey leagues in Pittsburgh?
And I would just refresh another latest tweet. Someone retweeted. There's apparently a Nutella sweater.
There is a
apparently
Nutella sweater.
I follow a guy named Shainer who said my Koning
picture bought from I Like Girls Daily.
Oh,
this one.
I prefer I Like Squirrels Daily, which is pictures of sexy squirrels. But yeah, whatever. I guess to each their own.
Oops, see?
I see him. Ooh, those are boobs. Is John masturbating? Is he retweeting those?
No, you always know when John's jerking
yes.
off.
Because, of course, we all follow John on Twitter, and whenever John's jerking off, he's only retweeting humongous-breasted women.
Huge titties.
Bought with human hair. Is that stupid, Kevin? That's why I'm getting stupid hockey tweets, is because of stupid Kevin.
Stupid Kevin.
How about you start following more people?
Because I don't use Twitter except for, literally, I only use Twitter for looking at tits.
Here's the thing.
And whoever else I used to follow.
There's that, but then if you start following, like, you know, news organizations or anything like that, like, where you get, you know, that where you get, like, updates from news stuff a lot quicker than anything else.
Sure.
A lot of my Twitter is a lot of unnecessary racism.
Well, that's because you follow people from Minnesota.
And you follow Joe Coletta. I get it. That'll happen if you do that, obviously. That's on you. I mean, no. Let's be honest.
Is he doing anything special for Beer Day?
Joe?
Or National Beer Day?
No, because it's not National Prescription Pill Day.
Oh, good point. You're right. That's yeah, that's more Kevin's thing.
Yeah.
He really is a pillhead.
No, but Joe. But by the way,
Cousin Joe show.
Yeah, Joe yeah, cousin.
Every Thursday.
He really is a pillhead, Cousin Joe, every Thursday. Thank you, Dutch. A great plug. But by the way, I really am more worried about Kevin because
he has an issue. We need to talk about every Thursday.
If you follow Kevin and you see, like, on that beer app and see how many beers he actually drinks, he should be dead. Like, he legally
or like super fat.
No, but he no because he.
But he's not. He's my, a cut little.
He's
midget.
My friend on Fitbit, Dutch. And on Fitbit, you could see that he runs 800 like miles a day. I guess so. That way, that's why he's skinny. All he does is run away from his family and thoughts and drink booze.
Yeah. So Royce Kevin
and get Transformer tattoos. Sorry, what?
On Untapped, Kevin has 2,640 check-ins.
Okay, see what I mean?
And 727 distinct beers,
dude.
What's Taps?
It's every time you drink a beer, you take a you know, you upload it and take a picture. Like, it basically it's
you
like a
beer to drink.
Yeah.
How many was that again, Mitchell?
He's had 2,600 beers.
Oh, Jesus, and they're all. I'm assuming Christ. They're different, right?
Yes.
No, it's had 727 different
beers.
Oh. Wow.
Right? And it's like, we
all thing is that, like, you got to think of the amount of times he's been inebriated and not remembered. Oh, exactly. Wait, I should upload this. These are all the times where he's remembered starting drinking.
Yeah. I know this because I have the app too, and I forget so many times to upload it when I am having the same thing I've had. So I know exactly.
Kevin's going to die.
How many did you pin in there tonight?
I'm at 12 different ones.
You've had 12 beers tonight?
Yeah,
you've had 12 beers tonight already.
Well,
this is a great advertisement for National Beer Day.
We went to a beer tasting room.
It is his birthday.
It is National Beer Day.
So after work, we went to a beer tasting room and we got two flights of beers.
Bigwood Brewery.
So they're little tiny beers, little tiny beer cups.
They're bigger than that.
Whatever. Shut your face. They're little tiny beer cups.
The beer samplers that you get. So it's not a full pint. They just give you a few sips of each beer.
We got two flights, so basically we got two beers worth. It's just 10 different flavors, but we drank them all except for two of them because they were really gross.
Which were the really gross ones?
The pimento loaf one and rum raisin.
I don't remember. There was some like barley wine one or some shit, and there was some other shitty shit one.
Speaking of a gross one.
Hi, Kelsey.
No, sorry. The reason why she's laughing is because speaking of a gross one, okay, so I realized that I am glutarded, like a good chunk of America. And the reason being, hold on, let me show you the reason why. Look at my elbows. I have what is called
too much dick.
Psoriasis or sucking too much dick. I have a skin condition, and I did a lot of research on it. My sister did a lot of research on it. She made her daughter, who had a lot of eczema problems and whatnot, go gluten-free, and it cleared up immediately. So I am attempting to like go gluten-free at least for a week to see if it even attempts to like make it different. So
did you talk to a doctor about your skin condition?
Yes. And I have
Or did you just cut out pizza?
No. I talked to multiple doctors about it. I have like 14 different creams and whatnot, and none of it really works.
Deal with it. Enjoy your fucking donut and cupcakes.
Sounds delicious.
Donut cupcakes.
Donut.
Or maybe
say that word again?
Gluten-free food allergy festival.
Gluten.
Did you say the word gluten again?
Say gluten. Hold on. Sherry, have you also been drinking?
No, yes.
Okay, there it is. No, when yes. Sherry drinks, more Minnesota comes out of her. The more
she
drinks,
say things like gluten and letter.
If she has two more drinks, she will sound exactly like a character from Fargo. I'm telling you.
Cheers.
Anyways, so I feel I'm just going to try every week to see what. Believe me, I love beer. You guys all know that. But
how long have you started?
I don't want to get rid of it, but I feel like I have to because, dude, this whole skin thing is getting ridiculous. So
how long have you gone gluten free?
It's been two days, actually.
Are you handling it okay?
No, I hate every second.
I love that Dutch, just to show you how great a person Dutch is. Dutch has literally talked about his gluten allergy longer than he's asked Mitch or talked to Mitch about his birthday, which is today.
That's fine. I'm actually more interested in Dutch's made-up allergy than my birthday.
Dude, I have made-up allergy for fucking years. How many times have I like made fun of people who are lactarded or glutarded or any of that other nonsense?
You can't eat anything now.
It's one of what turned me was this Easter weekend. I was talking with my sister and dude, she's the biggest pessimist towards any of that. She's like an old school kind of chick, you know, like one of those like, you know, fucking take a walk and drink some water and you'll get over it. Like,
walk it off.
But
walk off your eczema, bitch.
That is exactly how my sister is normally. And she has two kids now, and one of her kids was having this horrible like eczema thing, and she didn't know what the fuck it was. And then she's like, I guess my better judgment, one of those faggy websites, and it was talking about gluten. Believe me, dude, I wouldn't take her advice if it wasn't something legit.
Right.
So you have to sell your car and buy a banana seat bicycle now? Or how's this work?
Is that the general progression?
Yeah, single seats.
You're leaving Kelsey for men.
Yeah.
Is that the okay? Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone knows.
I want to have my elbows not have scales on them anymore.
Vagina to contain.
I need to suck cock at this point.
Who you are?
Vagina contains gluten, so yeah, you actually have to go to cock. That is true.
How many butt plugs should I send you?
Do you need all? Do you want the unicorn one that has a little unicorn tail? It's rainbow colored.
I'm trying something out because I've tried everything. I've gone to doctors. I've gone to everything else. I don't know what you guys want to do.
We're making fun of you even though we ate gluten-free
now, by the
for
way,
a while.
Remember, when Dutch says...
Did you guys really? Fuck you, man.
No, we really did because I was trying to see what was wrong with me with my IBS.
The only person who can make fun of me right now is the Minnesota twins.
But I am not a bitch anymore because I do eat gluten. I ate pizza yesterday. It was delicious.
I had a fucking giant hamburger for dinner and it was amazing.
Well, was there a gluten-free bun?
You don't think I've been fighting this?
Oh, Dutch. Serious tip, because we were trying gluten-free. Red Robin does have the best tasting gluten-free bun.
Gluten-free bun?
Yeah. Red Robin makes a gluten-free bun.
If you want a hamburger, they make a gluten-free bun.
And it's actually really good. So, FYI.
Okay.
Or FY.
And there's gluten-free beer, too.
Well, that's what I'm drinking right now.
It's expensive.
Where did you get this, baby?
It's a whiskey like a man.
It's Omission, brewed with malted barley, specially crafted to remove gluten, and it's an IPA.
And it's expensive.
It tastes like
how much was it?
Paint.
How much was it?
Gay as shit. Why don't you just fucking have whiskey like normal and get fucking trashed?
I have that as well, Mitch. I'm not fucking that gay.
Okay, there we go. Good. Got it.
I have that. That's a chaser.
Oh, yeah.
He needs a gluten-free beer chaser, you faggot.
He needs
that's
the heart.
That's hilarious.
I don't like getting assaulted like this from Mitch.
See, you don't? Oh, why don't you call Whambulance?
See, Dutch is saving his hard whiskey for when he has to take it in the ass later.
Gluten-free asshole.
Hey!
What?
You know what? I'm never going to take that from you because you even just admitted that you were taking gluten-free shit too.
And I've taken it in the
why
ass.
Why were you guys doing it? Was it for like a digestive thing?
Because, me personally, my IBS and stuff, I was trying to figure out what was like certain. After I did certain things, my stomach would get really fucked up.
Right.
So I was seeing if it was gluten. But
was it because of the large amount of cum you were ingesting?
Actually, no. Believe it or not, that actually helped my digestive system.
Is that what it helps?
Very odd. I don't know how. I mean, or at least that's what the guy at the bathhouse told me. My stomach never hurt. Or if it did, I didn't remember because my asshole was hurting. Shut up. You're drinking gluten-free beer. You don't judge me. That's even gayer than my story.
Is it really?
Yes. Drinking a gluten-free beer.
He never lowered himself to gluten-free beer.
No.
Here's the thing. The gluten-free beer is terrible. The hard cider is not that bad.
Oh, no. Oh, I like hard cider. Strongbow is my favorite.
This is okay. Well, I have Angry Orchard.
Oh, Angry Orchard's good, too.
was good.
I prefer Strongbow.
Yeah, but think Strongbow's better.
Over whatever the fuck that is. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm just saying. Thank you. It's not.
Oh, she's not good enough for you.
Well, she's never been good.
Wait, whoa.
No, I'm sorry. I'm laughing at all of you guys. You had the exact same crescendo in your voices in that moment.
Faggy gay Kevin, though, because he went through a gluten-free faggy paleo phase, too. So.
Oh, he did go through a faggy paleo phase.
Oh, by the way.
Realize all these things made you gay. This is.
I like how Mal put a meme in the chat room. Has a gluten allergy, expect server to be a certified dietitian with malpractice insurance.
Okay, that's annoying, and I've never want to get to that point.
I can't make sure my bread doesn't touch the gluten bread because I get cross allergies. Oh, fuck.
Here's the thing is, dude, I've been fighting it for fucking years because I'm like, what kind of a non-man has an allergy to the most abundant resource on planet Earth?
Well, anyway, I figured out my problem wasn't gluten. My problem was, for some reason, white sugar. Not brown sugar. For some reason, like, processed sugar was
Caucasian sugar. Come on, man.
Sorry, I apologize. Caucasian sugar was fine. Puerto Rican sugar, no problem. But Caucasian sugar... Now, Puerto Rican sugar is sugar that's kind of like sugar, but doesn't work as hard.
Right.
Here's the thing is that, like, they talk about, like, people who it's happening more and more these days, people who develop allergies later in life.
I know. I have heard about that.
That's actually exactly what happened to me. Like, I'm a little lactarded, and I'm glutarded, according to my old man elbows.
One of our friends actually just went to an allergist and had to get 100 shots to figure out what. She was allergic
what
to
what the fuck is happening,
yeah,
right?
Because she was like breaking out in hives, and she found out later, earlier she knew she was allergic to eggs, and she would just break out with hives when she would eat eggs.
And the thing is, like, you always look back and go, like, why didn't none of this shit exist when, you know,
yeah,
our parents were kids?
It's odd,
it's
right?
Because everything has evolved, and there's all this,
you know what, though,
nonsense,
Dutch?
Which
Dutch?
Is creating
no, you know what?
New allergies.
Maybe, but then maybe that shit did happen, and they just used to call it stop being a dick and just stop being a faggot.
They just died, and then you didn't have that.
They called, you know, they didn't have peanut allergy. Just had kids who happened to die when they ate a sandwich. That's what
it was
called.
It's that old joke from Greg Giraldo. Like, if you had asthma, you got the shit beat out of you.
Yeah, like, exactly. It was.
You were weird. Greg Giraldo was one of the funniest fuckers ever.
He really was.
That's
fucked
up.
So maybe they did. Like, for all we know, kids were dying in droves from peanuts. Just no one ever asked, you know? No one ever asked, like, oh, I guess this kid
was
just
like,
dying.
Ah, he had the thing.
Yeah.
Did you beat your kid to death? Not this.
And
one.
Then again, Dutch, to be fair, back then when people were dying of polio, you don't fucking really give a shit if two kids die of a peanut allergy.
No, I know what
assumed,
it is.
Oh, that was polio.
Yeah. I know what it is.
It was definitely polio.
Because
everything was polio back then.
Because during polio. Our parents' generation, they were not tolerant of gays.
You're
and
right.
Now that we're tolerant of gays, we're
God's
also
punishing us.
We're also
God's punishing. Obviously, Murray's hit on a perfect point. That's exactly the reason. There's
are you
more
trying to say our allergies are gay.
That is the reason that allergies. That is the reason that God has cursed you, Dutch, with his gluten allergy because of the homosexuals are getting married.
Later in life, I've developed. No.
Because later in life, homosexuals have been getting married, and Colorado has legalized the drug pot. So, therefore.
So it's pot now, Pastor
Royce. Pot, and because you're drinking gluten free faggot beer, that God has punished you with this allergy.
Are you 100% sure, Pastor Rose?
I am 110% sure, because God is infallible, and man is... Do you remember that donkey semen thing? I'll read it again. I swear to God, I will
read it again.
Okay.
It's fine.
I'm just checking.
Again.
I am just checking, because I always have a pocket Bible.
Well, what about people who, like, you know, actually develop allergies later in life because of the processed food eating? At least that's what the journal that I was reading.
The only journal I read is called The Holy Bible, and it was written by Dr. Jesus Christ, okay?
Oh, Dr. Jesus
Christ. So I don't want to hear about your so-called medical journals or voodoo, because I'll tell you what never happened in a medical journal was Jesus turning a bunch of shrimp and fucking bread to different people. That never happened.
To people.
Oh my God. So I was just on Pinterest and I found a gluten toxicity quiz.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Gluten toxicity.
Gluten toxicity of a down.
I literally.
Of our city. Of our city. Sorry. I can't. Party on, sorry. Go ahead. Sherry?
What? Oh, no. There's just...
What?
Quiz.
What?
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 What? I was taking what? This quiz myself.
I'm so glad I have that saved.
I remember that. Oh, fuck.
Anyways, sorry. Go ahead, Marie. Sorry, I'm just so used to saying go ahead, Marie, because we always interrupt her. Thanks. Go ahead, Sherry.
Sherry?
The quiz.
What?
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 Leave me alone.
I want to know the quiz. Are we gluten intolerant or are we gay or are we both?
Oh, my God, you drunk bitch. Would you read it already?
Well, you are. You're all Jesus intolerant. Let me share with you a verse here. Oh, happy shall they be who take your little ones and dash them against the rock. Psalms 137, verse 9. Now, Dutch, you know what that means? Of course you don't, because you're a homosexual lover and you hate gluten.
Sorry, no.
I got a question. Mm-hmm. When they say how often do you move your bowels, does that mean how often do you shit?
Yeah, yes.
No, it means how often do you jiggle your hips?
I just wanted to check.
Why were you asking?
I'm on step three because I didn't know what I'm taking.
Hold on. You didn't know what bowels meant? Like, how redneck are you? Like, really?
Are
if
you?
She can't shoot in a mountain on her wall, she doesn't understand what it is.
Are you really concerned that this drunk girl that's taking an online quiz to see if she has a gluten allergy is concerned about English right now?
Apparently not. I'm sorry.
Do you create more bread products? Yes. Give me more bread.
Okay, hold on. How about this? Sherry, send us the quiz. Just
it's
put
in the chat.
It is? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. 20 minutes? Actually, it says it's been in there for the last 3 minutes, so...
Take the quiz.
There we go.
Stop yelling at me.
Stop yelling at me.
All right, Dutch, you're the gluten fag one.
Whoa.
How many times do you eat pasta, bagels, or other bread products a week? 6+, I would assume. How many sandwiches? I love sandwiches. 6+.
I love sandwiches.
I love sandwiches.
Sandwiches, dude. How many meals? Per day, do you include? They just asked me how much wheat I eat. Like, how does this mean that I'm gluten toxic?
You're taking, are you a horse quiz?
Okay, 3+. Like, every meal I would assume has wheat in it. Let's see. Because like a sandwich or like a breakfast sandwich.
Hold on, Dutch. I was doing a
stew sandwich.
So fast, Royce. I'm not
like
even.
Like a salad sandwich.
Yeah, I just finished doing mine, and mine says that I am Nick from New Girl. Did I do it right?
You're on BuzzFeed. This is the
fucking
wrong.
Fucking goddamn it!
You're on the wrong side.
That's the wrong quiz.
It's the wrong quiz.
I thought it was weird when it asked me.
Oh, I just finished. Want to know what mine says?
Yes, Marie. Sure.
It says that my Harry Potter wand is filled with dragon heart string.
No, Marie, you did the Harry Potter quiz
again. BuzzFeed.
Yeah, it's not. You're not doing the gluten.
How do you feel when consumed with a meal with bread or wheat products? Awesome.
Naked girls.
Completely fine, bloated, gaseous, tired, or hungry. Ooh, hold on.
Okay, so my gluten toxicity score is 25, and scores between 23 and 36 convey medium levels of gluten toxicity. I don't know what that means.
I hate the way you say gluten.
Gluten.
Yeah. How do you say the thing? Okay.
If scores less than 22 convey low levels of gluten toxicity.
Sherry, what are the things that you hang in front of your windows to keep the sun out?
Drapes.
No.
He wants you to say curtain.
Bree just ruined it.
I also brought my kitten home this week.
Kitten?
Ew! Stupid
kitten. Stupid. Okay. It's not a kitten. It's fucking 19 years old.
It's actually the 2 tours in Iraq.
How often does your kitten fart because of old age?
I've seen some shit. It doesn't even meow. It just looks at you with a 1,000-yard stare. I've seen some shit. I've seen some shit.
That cat is afraid of everything. It just looks at you.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Wait.
My dad was on vacation, so I went to go check on it on Thursday to make sure he was alive because he's 19 years old and to make sure a tree didn't fall on my dad's house because we had a really big storm on Wednesday night. no trees on the house. But I sent Mitch a text and I was like, can I bring the kitty home? He looks sad. And Mitch goes, that's fine. So the cat spent most of the night under the bed. And then we heard him like crunching because I put his food right next to the bed. So maybe it would come out. Crunching really loud. So I opened the door and I put the food in the bathroom. And I was like, haha, he'll come out of the bed now. So Mitch wakes up at 5:45 and he goes, oh my God, the bedroom door is open. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I did that so the cat could get out and not wake us up.
For a second.
And I wake up to go to work and we can't find the cat. We can't find the cat anywhere. We come home from lunch. We can't find the cat anywhere. We forgot to shut a door to...
She forgot to shut the door.
To a room that's upstairs that we took part of the wall off to see how easy it was to get back to the plumbing so we could move plumbing eventually. The fucking cat was in the hole and went in the ceiling. The cat was in the ceiling.
Oh, it's like that episode of It's Always Sunny where they kept putting more cats to get the first cat out.
Did you put more cats in there to get him out?
Yes.
That would have been genius, but I only had the one cat.
Damn it, Jerry.
So this whole time...
Oh, God, and I hate No-No Cat.
I forgot about No-No Cat.
I hate...
Forgot about that. How could you forget No-No Cat?
He's always so negative.
No.
So this whole time I'm thinking...
So, Cat, did you want to get out of Shiri's ceiling?
No. Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
This whole time I'm thinking, oh, great. I have a fucking 19-year-old cat that's afraid of everything in my ceiling.
Looks like it's
going to die. And the only way I'm going to be able to...
It doesn't want to die.
Ceiling upstairs.
It was the worst thing ever. Eventually, the cat came out. And I caught him right before he ran back into the fucking little hole. And I threw him right at my car.
That's funny because Royce was up all night Saturday night looking for a cat too.
What'd you?
Okay, here's what happened. Okay, here's what happened.
He doesn't know how to find that yet.
Royce can't find a pussy.
I don't get it. I don't understand why you got to be mean. Remember this cat?
Oh, that cat was so mad.
Oh,
that's the Olong Johnson cat.
Sounds like an ancient Japanese man.
Okay, sorry. What? Oh, so yeah, we were over at our friend's house this weekend. We were crashing over there because we got fucked up over there. Anyway,
we were drinking.
Yeah, so we went to go to sleep.
It was like 3 a.m.
And our buddy. It was a buddy Joe's house, so he had some people
he
over.
Has two cats.
Right, so he had some people over.
The guy you made out with, Joe?
Yes, that Joe. That's the one. Right. Thank you for reminding me. That's very, very nice of you.
Very important to know.
You're great. I appreciate it. You're always there for me, is what I'm trying to say. So anyway, we had people. They had people over, and we're hanging out. And one of the cats always sneaks out. So Joe was already fucking hammered, and he comes in to go to sleep. And we... he's in the kitchen, whatever, and he's about to go to sleep when he sees one cat after he locks up. He goes, where's the other cat? And the cat's not supposed to be outside. And they're worried because, you know, people are going in and out of the garage, and the garage is open, so...
They assume the cat had gotten out and ran away, and so Royce was up all night.
Not all night, but I was up pretty late. We're looking for the cat.
Outside
with a flashlight, like walking up and down the block, like, you know, calling for the cat, whatever. And then finally, when we give up, you know, we come inside and...
cats usually don't come when they're called.
I know. So then another friend...
Cats for fucking assholes.
They're complete assholes.
Another friend who was there apparently heard some scratching in the cabinet.
In the pantry. in the kitchen.
In the pantry. Oh, no. I'm sorry. In the pantry, in the kitchen. Apparently the cat... Here's what happened. Joe was hammered. Joe opened the cabinet probably to get something. Who knows? Turned around for a second. Turned back, and the cat must have jumped in the cabinet. He closed it, and we could not find the cat. So all this time, the stupid cat was inside the cabinet. It was so frustrating.
First of all, the way you say cabinet enrages me.
Cabinet? You don't like to say cabinet?
No, it's the same with the way she says curtain.
Uh-huh.
Cabinet?
She says it right, cabinet.
Cabinet.
I don't want to fucking hear your Motown Philly accent ever tell me that my accent's weird.
That it's not an accent. It's called pronouncing words stupid.
Oh, by the way, I just want to say publicly, fuck you, Dutch, because I've been starting to say Fyodos more.
Fyodos?
Fiona.
I've never once ever said that. You guys made that up. That had or nothing Fiona. To do with the way I said it.
Remember Fiona? Fiodos and Fion now. Yeah. Because of you, you fuck.
It's a good goddamn point.
I've never said Fiodos. I've always said photos.
We started making it up, and now you're getting blamed for it. I like it. Fuck you.
It's Fion and Fiodos.
It's Fion.
Fion.
Oh, so also this weekend, we went to go see the
Big Kitties.
Big Cat Rescue. They're going to be our charity organization.
Big Kitties.
We went to go see the Kitties at the Big Cat Rescue.
Kitties!
Which is the charity for the live event, April 25th.
Kitty charity.
So make sure everyone goes to that.
Marie, did you lose your mind when you went there?
Every enclosure.
It was pretty crazy. So we went again.
I can only imagine what you were, because for listeners who don't know, Marie hates people.
Hates
them. But she loves animals.
Loves them.
And she will lose her mind on like a cute like goat or a big cat video or anything like that. But like she has no problem stomaching like a beheading video from ISIS.
Well, yeah.
So, like, what was your reaction when you went to this place?
Well, it's just an enclosure where there's a lot of cats. And we got there at 3 o'clock, and so most of the cats were sleeping because it was warm. So they were all just lying around, except for a couple that were up and about. So when the ones that were asleep, I'm like, aw. But then as soon as it moved... As soon as one moved and, like, moved to get up, I'm like, the kitty's moving! Kitty's moving! Kitty got up! Kitty's doing something! Look at the kitty! And then they gave... Most of the cats were napping, but they have... At the Big Cat Rescue, they have things that they do to kind of entertain the cats. So they'll give them different smells, different spices, different toys, seasonally. And so we were walking by one of the cougars.
So they don't lose their mind and like go into predatory mode.
Right.
I'm assuming, right?
So we go by one of the cougars there, and the guy's like,
and then she kept hitting on this young guy and was
right.
Really
was drunk.
Oh no, that was after at the martini bar. Sorry, right. That was a different. Sorry, go ahead.
55, and she was barely a cougar.
So one of the volunteers is like, I'm about to give this cougar some catnip. Do you guys want to see? I'm like, yes, motherfucker, I do want to see this cougar rolling some catnip. Give him the catnip right now.
Catnip, they go insane.
So well, this cougar.
So this gigantic Florida cougar, like huge ass cat, he starts blowing catnip into his enclosure and he starts rolling in it and purring. And he's rolling and rubbing his face in it and rolling around in the back and purring. And I'm like, it's a giant kitty. And he's purring. He's purring.
So,
Royce, I'm assuming you can confirm all this.
Yeah, we went with Joe and Joyce, the same people that we were hanging at their house over the weekend.
That's why we hung at their house.
The guy I kissed, yes. Anyway, wow. Thank you.
Why we were there later? We all went to the cat rescue.
So
together.
we went in the Jeep and we took like the back way over there. So of course they're freaking out about the cats, and the problem is that like you start hearing the stories and it really makes you really mad at people. Because you know me, I prefer animals. But like one of the tigers there was a tiger that was owned by lived in a crack den in like an 8x8 foot concrete room that was declawed. So I'm like, first off, this is a well-to-do crack dealer if he's able to own a fucking tiger.
Right.
But like you feel terrible, like, you know, these things are fucking 800 pounds. You can't put them in a room. They need like, you know, so attention. And they can't be reintroduced back in the wild because they don't have claws, they get murdered, you know? The other funny thing is that the cat rescue, since it's all open, sometimes they were telling us that squirrels and birds get in there, and those motherfuckers eat the shit out of them, and it's awesome. Because, you know, I was like saying some of those squirrels are fucking ballsy, you know?
Right.
So, anyway, Dutch, I sent you the picture.
And a lot of these things have to hunt, though. Like, that's their nature. Like, any kind of anything that's a feline... That's their nature is a hunt. Like if you ever have like a pet kitten and they're sitting there biting you and you think it's cute. No, they're trying to kill you.
You just
from
said
the
kitten.
Bottom limb up. Kitten.
No, you said kitten.
Kitten.
Shut up, drunk whore. When you have these small little
stupid words stupidly.
They dude, any of these things are bred to murder things. Don't get yourself wrong. Just because you have small ones that
oh,
you
no,
can
it's
breed.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
There you go, Maul. There you go. That's a tiger hanging out. And he looks like a small, like, kid tiger.
I'm so happy.
It took the shit out of those cushions.
And the thing is, it's fucked up, dude, because like when you see them, they're cats, you know, like they're big cats. So you feel bad because, you know, these things are like one of the lynx was misshapen because they kept it in a crate so small that when it grew wrong. So its back legs were higher than its front legs. We felt really bad for these cats, you know. People are just fucking shitty. And it's like they really are shitty. And Florida, there was so many people that actually have these animals here because the laws are so really loose about them. Like, it's really easy to, for like, you pay $45 and you get a license to own a goddamn tiger if you want. So, and not many people could afford it, you know.
I want Hammy to call in. He's talking about like Hammy, come on, dude. Like, he's talking about, he's reading stories about like with these little, you know, these animals, and they like die.
Yeah, a lot of people after they get kitten. Bahamia, a lot of people after they get a kitten or puppy on Christmas, within a year, they bring a perfectly healthy animal to shelter to put them down because they're bored with them. And the animals, and then the animals know when they're going to go into the room where they will die. They panic and try to escape. Jesus Christ. I don't want to be sad now. Stop it.
Well, they were.
No, we're talking about it, dude. Hey, Colin. We're already in the discussion, so.
But yeah, well, back to the discussion about the big cats. Like, you feel fucking really bad.
Right, exactly. That goes back to the sponsor of the whole event.
Yeah, it goes back to the whole. I think you pulled up an article, so we maybe segue to this if you want about the SeaWorld thing. But it's the same thing. Like, once you see it, I think John Oliver actually is funny. Was talking about it. He was talking about, you know, the NSA and surveillance, and he says, you know, once you know what it is, and he related it to he goes, you know, it's like SeaWorld. Once you've seen the movie a Blackfish.
Which you guys watched for the first time last week.
Once you've seen the movie Blackfish, you can't unwatch it, and you can't feel good about yourself. I think the joke he made was, once you watch the movie Blackfish, you know that Shamu was not in a giant enclosure filled with water. 70% of it is whale tears. And it's like, you feel, it's very funny, right?
It's a very funny joke, though.
So it's true, you feel terrible. And once you hear these things, like, people are dicks, you know, it's... And then the thing is, when one lady... Her husband had a big cat and she didn't want to keep it after the husband died. So they make them sign a contract that says you'll never own a fucking big cat again. And then we will take
Hammy,
this
is
tiger
this what you're talking
hand?
About? Like with what Royce is saying as far as that whole nonsense goes?
Yeah. Well, first off, hello, guys.
Hey, Hammy.
Hey, hamster.
Hammy.
I am so looking forward to coming to see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Oh, we miss you too, buddy.
Very excited.
But anyway,
is it okay if I hump your face?
Absolutely. I welcome you humping me. 10:43. So, my wife shared this story with me about it was an open letter written by a veterinarian, and he talks about how after like 9 or 10 months after Christmas, he gets a lot of people that come into his vet office with perfectly healthy cats and dogs of all breeds and all sizes, and the people say they want to put the cat and dog down. And they never give a logical reason as to why, because there's nothing wrong with the animals. They just get bored when the animal fully grows and they're not a cute puppy or kitten anymore. And the
people are shitty, man.
And most shelters, they kill the cat within 72 hours if they don't get adopted.
Oh, I know.
They just can't hold that many stray animals.
No.
So, and the animals have that instinct, and they know when they're going into the room where they inject the shots to kill them, because every time according to this veterinarian, every time they bring an animal in to be, I forget what the proper term is, euthanized or whatever.
There's got to be some pheromones that you would assume that when an animal dies in a room repeatedly,
of course,
there's enough
they know
pheromones
it.
Scenting and going around like, oh my God, death has been in this room.
That's exactly it. And the animals know because they're fine going in any other room. They're perfectly happy going in any other room. But when they go into that room, they immediately start shaking violently. They turn violent, try to run away. And that has to restrain him.
Well, you know, it goes right into the thing. One of the things that the big cat rescue they were hearing is it was this tiger that was separated from, I think, from its mate, and it was after it left.
Are they mate for life?
Some of them do. And
penguins who don't actually do that. And I love people who actually use penguins as the example for that.
So when the mate was taken, the cat would just pace and pace and pace and not, you know, because they know, you know, people, animals, but no, animals fucking know things, you know?
Yeah. And Yeah. When I was reading this article about how the veterinarian was just pouring his heart out in this open letter, like, it's the first time I legit cried my eyes out in a very long time because I felt so sad for these animals.
Yep. And then plus, you're dead inside, so this is a real thing.
Yeah, and I got so angry with the people that do this. Like, it really, aside from a very small group of people, I hate people, all people.
Oh, yeah, I agree. People are shitty,
it
man.
It just made me so angry because how can someone just get a young puppy for Christmas and then just go to kill it when it's no longer cute and a puppy?
They don't
like
care.
It just enrages me how smart careless people. And stupid people can be.
Okay,
I will punch a non-cute puppy in its face.
But to build on that concept, so the Big Cat Rescue was saying stuff like, say, for example, somebody gets the grand idea that they want to own a fucking tiger as a pet. And it's all well and good, and they have the money to take care of said tiger. You're never allowed to go on a vacation until that tiger dies, because who the fuck is going to take care of your tiger?
Yeah, when you go, hey, Phil, can you do me a favor? Can you watch my kitty when I'm going away to wait a week? Can you? Yeah, sure, pal, no problem. You go over, it's a fucking panther.
Yeah, no, Steve knows you, but not me. I love you, dude. Yeah. I would hang out with any. I would babysit your kids, but not Steve. No, like he would murder me.
He would kill me. And the thing is, even when he's playing, he would hurt me, and I don't want to be hurt. You know. So on the way back from the Big Cat Rescue,
Big Kitty Rescue.
Oh, well, yeah, you guys didn't actually. So how did your visit go? Like you just saw them, and Marie lost her mind for a little bit, and then what
happened? We took the official tour. So they put earbuds in. And there's a guide that's a volunteer that doesn't know how to speak English that pushes buttons on her iPad, and it tells the story of each cat as you go from cat to cat. And she yells at you if you don't go in the correct cat order of looking.
She yells at you.
She's very specific.
The
thing is, you're walking and there's cats. So if you're not focusing on the cat that she wants you to focus on, like our friend Joyce, she was looking at a different cat, one behind her. And it doesn't matter. Just looking at it.
So fucking Esmeralda's like, okay, and now we have this link. And she's and the cougar that we just saw had just gotten up and started running around, and so she's still looking at the cute cougar kitty, and she's like, "We're looking at the lynx now."
Like, I want to look at whatever I want.
No, I
want
to look at the cougar. Look, the cougar's doing stuff.
Yeah. That one is making eyes at me.
Yeah, but no, but seriously, they you know definitely give to it because they really do help these fucking cats.
I mean, all the money goes to feeding the cats, and the whole purpose they're like, we don't want to be around anymore. We want them. Yeah. We want people to stop getting cats so that they give the cats to us, so that we have to take care of the cats.
So on the way back,
they know what they're doing.
On the way back,
to this dummy that Dolly posted with this guy in his Chevy Silverado with the fucking tiger. Face. It's a full grown tiger. Yeah.
It's your face.
No,
though.
That's you.
That is my face. Oh my god! That's my face on some fat guy's head. How great is that?
You didn't recognize your fat face.
That's awesome.
I don't know why my eye got drawn to that one over the other ones, but wow, that's my face.
Your face, and you're a narcissistic asshole. So didn't you say that there was a dude that was? Royce, didn't you say that there was a dude that was starting to tell you stuff about how evil the Big Cat Rescue is on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. So then this dude sends me a message. Here, let me pull it up.
Because the Big Cat Rescue has haters, apparently.
So you guys were getting... Because we talked about this a few weeks ago, and I'll give you a second or two to pull it up. But apparently, I guess, we were getting notifications from this sponsorship that we're, you know, obviously sponsoring. But they were saying that, PETA has an issue with what they do?
I don't know if it's PETA.
It's not PETA. It's this website.
Or, I guess, animal rights.
Marie, if you could pull up I'm not going to even read. I'm not going to even read what their website alleges because it's all allegations.
Just say what they say.
But yeah, the Big Cat Rescue Watch, exposing the lies and fraud and controversy surrounding the multi-million dollar Big Cat Sanctuary. Now, I went to that. Hold on.
See, here's the thing.
Give
out their website.
I went to that sanctuary. It is not a multi-million dollar sanctuary. Okay? It's not that. So it's not that at all. And everyone that works is a volunteer. So no one makes money. Just people being nice. You know, they don't even touch the cats. You know?
So you're calling them poor?
Yeah, that's why they need our money. So see how that works? Anyway, let me go back up.
You mean our sponsorship. We need money from them.
Right. It says, here's this guy. His name is Juan Garcia. He said, here's some quick information on the Big Cat Rescue if you're all interested. And then it gives you the website. It says, which is that stupid, all these are allegations.
Jose!
Now, I'm going to keep reading.
You said one,
yeah,
sorry.
I'm going to keep reading, but I want to let you know that the reason I'm not giving his website is I gave him the opportunity to call the show tonight. So if he wants to do it, he can plug whatever he wants.
I
want to
get into it with this guy.
If he could plug whatever he wants, but he's got to have balls and call that. He's not going to get a free plug. So anyway, he sent me a link. You know, here's some quick information on the Big Cat Rescue if you're all interested. I replied, here's some information that may help you out. Thanks to Marie, by the way. This was her idea. Here's some information that may help you out, and it's meatspin.com.
Hold on. What did he send you?
He said, here's a quick information on the Big Cat Rescue if you're all interested. And it's allegations against the Big Cat Rescue. I'm not going to read their website. Like I said, if he wants to call in, he could plug it.
Okay.
So anyway.
But it's just basically this one vigilante trying to trash
no, it's not
with
just
these people.
One.
There's a
do.
Few of them, but hold on. So then he said, sorry, after I sent a meat spin, he said, sorry, I learned never to click on links, especially from BCR. Supporters, Big Cat Rescue supporters, especially if they have odd names. I said,
"Ha, Royce Lopez."
I said, "Ha ha."
That is a very odd name.
I said, "Ha ha." You clicked it. I go, Juan is the loneliest number. And then I said, joking aside,
I don't think you're helping.
I said, joking.
This is so not helping.
I said, joking aside, I would love to invite you on our next show to give your side of it. I mean, we want to be fair. He said, nope, can't get risk getting. He was still replying back to why he doesn't click the link. Nope, can't risk getting viruses like some BCR supporters have already tried. I am Juan in a million. Can't do it. I just provide information.
Well, at least he has a good sense of humor with the one.
I said, but, and this is what I said. I said, but if you really care, I'm giving you an opportunity to reach people to, you know, give your blah, 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 this whole thing. Then he says, thanks. And then I said, then I gave out her information, the phone number, the time of the show. You should call in. And then he says, thanks. I'll be sure to pass the information along. Some people would definitely call in, but they're afraid of BCR's multimillionaire CEO. So apparently the guy who runs the guy who runs Big Cat Rescue is the bad guy from RoboCop. So
why is there like his thing is with BCR, like they were the second we jumped on board with them, they were like, look, there's going to be people coming after you. And we were like, look, we can handle this. Like,
yeah, well, I'm worried
our
about
gang
them.
Is a lot tougher than their gang. So
I'm not worried about fucking this.
Our fuckers are way crazier than yours. So we're good to go. Yeah.
I'm not worried about fucking Juan.
Yes. So what is the whole deal? They think everything is just like this whole millionaire like type of thing. Like, what's the
they rescue cats from people that own house? Like that's what they do. Like they don't do. They're not benefiting
then
from.
Why
it.
Why are they so against what they do?
Because they want to own big cats.
Oh,
that's why they're against Big Cat Rescue, because they want to own big cats.
Yeah.
So they're like they're like millionaires who want to own cats who were
assholes
accusing our guys of being.
Here's the thing. We could literally say they're for anything because I told them to listen tonight and any one of them could call. So matter of fact, I'm going to send them a message
now that they are alleged pedophiles. I'm not saying this. It's a unsourced.
It's not
a listener that's sending me something. He's unnamed. He's just known as guest 3,400,000 whatever.
We don't know who it is.
He says it's
Jay Sanzari 405. I don't know who that is.
He said that Juan is a registered pedophile in the South Florida area. I'm just saying what the. So if you
so
want to
good.
Say
so he's working with animals instead of children.
He would rather do that.
They're not even allowed to touch the animals, so he can't fuck the animals.
Exactly. So
that's the best place.
Oh my God!
I don't know.
These people that are against Big Cat Rescue are just sad that they can't have sex with the animals. I get it now.
I'm getting a new update.
Allegedly,
that one guy.
You're getting a new update.
Also, yes. He also not only is he a pedophile. Like I said, unnamed source.
We don't know. These are true. These are coming in.
But this person said, I have it on good authority that he used to fuck 4-month-olds.
It's odd.
I don't know if that's real or not.
We don't know. We're not positive.
4 months, 3 months is too young and 5 months is too old.
I don't know. It just said 4-month-olds, he used to fuck them. That's what this guy said to me. Yeah. So.
But I mean, I guess my whole point is that whether or not
I'm also reading that he also
There's a lot of information tonight, guys.
Dumps in his neighbor's yard.
Really?
I'm reading it right
now.
Are
you saying that he defecates in his neighbor's yard?
Neighbor, I don't know who it is. I'm getting this pop up thing from a guy who I don't know who it is. It's an anonymous person.
Oh, okay. God, man, these are a lot of I wish he would call in.
A thing here that says that he does not tip his mailman.
Really?
Especially around.
That's the lowest kind of fucking just human refuge.
Juan.
Come on, Juan. You're better than that. So, anyway.
Breaking news. Apparently, this guy also pees in pools, according to his friend who had that dye that turned your pee to purple.
Wait,
I'm just saying what this person said to me.
That's weird. Wow, this person has a lot of information on Juan.
I'm having information here that may or may not be Juan's wife, who may not be a woman but might be a man.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
You don't know?
Is writing me.
You mean this guy should call in and defend himself? I would.
I'm getting just excommunicate right now. I don't know about Juan.
Weird.
Just saying.
Weird that these things, you know, it's really odd. I'm getting Dutch. Guess what? That I just got a saved message, maybe from the same user. It says here that she actually did write the song about Juan, and he is not actually so vain. So I would actually.
Oh, bit over.
No, I didn't die. Come on.
He's kind of funny.
Don't bomb me, goddammit. I'll take I'll take. Thank you. I actually appreciate a good what rim shot. Not rim job. Also a good rim job. I also appreciate a good rim job.
Oddly enough, what this person no.
Okay. Anyway, Dutch. On the way back before we go to break, we took my Jeep, and you know I don't like to flop my money around, but we took my 1998 Jeep Wrangler, and I put the top down on that bad boy, and the four of us were riding, you know, taking the back way there because it's a couple hour drive, so you know we were just
hour and a half.
And maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe adult beverages were being had. Anyway, so we're driving down the road, and we had to stop to go pee. And we went to go pee, and we stopped at this park, and was it Sunday, Marie?
Saturday. What does it matter?
Boy, because I want to know that when the bathrooms were, why the bathrooms were closed.
Oh.
That's why I was asking. So anyway, we go, and there's all these bathrooms, and we have to pee, so... I guess Dutch, I sent you a picture if you go to Facebook. I guess to show the man, and Mitch, you've already seen it. My buddy Joe did not use the restroom correctly. The guy I fucking kissed, Dutch. God damn you.
Made out with.
I know. I got it, and it's really mean that you're saying that.
I just wanted to make sure to listen.
So, anyway, we're at this park, and... there's like a bunch of inner city youths playing. Yeah, it's still the men's room.
Oh, there we go.
It's still the men's room, so it counts.
is that Joe?
Yeah, he's peeing on the door of the men's room. I love him. Yeah.
The door was locked.
It's very funny, right?
The door was locked.
The door was locked.
And yeah.
The girls were going to go pee because they had, we're going to go pee because they pee, but here's the problem. The park, there was some inner city youths playing some basketball at the park at the time.
Oh.
And so, you know, we're walking there and the girls obviously don't want to pee in front of them. So when we're walking by, one of the guys playing ball goes, "Hey, yo, man, you know the bathrooms are closed, right?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I know. We noticed that." And he goes, "Why don't you just go pee in the bushes?" I'm like, "Yeah, no, I mean, we did that, but the girls, you know," and we're like, "We got to go." So we had to go into a car and find a fucking gas station, which, according to Marie, wasn't much better than peeing outside in front of a bunch of kids playing basketball.
It smelled pretty awful.
It was really bad. There is nothing worse smelling in the world than one of those gas station bathrooms. And I'm not talking one like one of those nice ones, but, you know, one of those desolate ones. That, you know, they've never cleaned the bathroom and the key is like attached to a muffler so you don't steal it. Those are the worst looking and smelling bathrooms.
But we
on the
were
planet.
In the middle of nowhere with right. not a whole lot of choices because right. we ended up taking the back roads mm-hmm. from Orlando to Tampa.
Right.
And all the back roads are from Orlando to Tampa are strawberry fields.
Yes. There is a lot of farmland.
There's, and the city literally in between is called Plant City.
Yeah. And which is not like Rack City, like that song. But there was this other place we went by when we were driving around a couple weeks ago called Clay Sink Church. And it's this compound like in the middle of Florida where they own all this land. And it's like this family that has their own church. But like you could tell there has to be some sort of inbreeding or something. Because it just had the land for generations. And when it's a compound where they all live there and farm there and eat there. And they're really Christian. And when you just go down the road, it looks like a place where you would get murdered. Right. And they would just fucking kill you and bury you in a shallow grave. So, yeah, Florida has a lot. I told you, Dutch, about the other part of Florida that's about an hour from us where all the carnival folk went to retire, like all the freaks and stuff.
Right.
There's that town here. If someone could look it up, just... But it's like they're the first one of their claim to fame is they're the first town that had the post office have the first counter for midgets or little people, whatever the fuck they're called.
I don't remember that story.
Yeah, that's their claim to fame because there were so many little people there because a lot of retired circus performers live there. Lobster Boy lived there, all that shit. And yeah, actually Lobster Boy like killed one of his fucking kids or some shit. Like it's weird.
Well, you can friend them on Facebook or like them on Facebook. The Clay Sink Baptist Church.
Yeah. They're, look how weird. Look at that, Dutch. Tell me that doesn't look like Hills Have Eyes.
All right, hold on.
Tell me that doesn't look like Hills
Let's
Have Eyes.
See.
It's in the middle of nowhere, this compound. Look at the picture.
It is very Walking Dead-ish.
Yeah. It looks. Yeah. Imagine when you walk there, that you just hear wind chimes.
Nothing else.
Yeah. And nothing. It's very.
Yeah.
Very odd. It's a compound with just a lot of white people, and they look... I'm on the Facebook page. They look really inbred, you know?
Well, majority of anything in the South, I mean, aside from the Panhandle, looks a little inbred-y.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And even a little bit of part of the Panhandle.
I guess they don't have a lot of gay marriages go on there, huh?
Gay sex marriage?
Yeah, it's not called gay sex marriage. You're adding sex. Now you're adding sex.
That was one of the funniest botches you ever had was the gay sex marriage.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Has everybody ever read?
Probably. I mean, I'm sure I did it. I do not remember it, though. Dough, as the kids say.
Wait, hold on. Maybe I have it. I have it as a previously on for the gay sex marriage thing. Should we go to break with that?
Sure.
Sure.
Hold on a second. Give me 3 seconds. Phil.
Who's he?
Phil Connors?
Ned Ryerson? Needle knows Ned? Ned the Head? Bing.
I don't know what you're doing later, but can you cancel?
Come on, we filled plenty.
It's more than 3 seconds.
Dude, come on.
Something happened where everything shut down in a second.
Well,
I put it in the wrong thing.
Why don't we fill with the More Like Radio Live 3 Moxie Killed the Radio
Star
plug?
Yes, there you
plug.
Go. Promote that real quick. Give me a second.
Yeah, there's a nifty little count thing on the homepage.
There sure is. You should RSVP on our Facebook event page if you plan on attending the More Like Radio Live 3 Moxie Killed the Radio Star in downtown Lakeland, Florida. It'll be located in Preservation Hall. And it's Saturday night, April 25th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. And it's our third live event. There'll be some comedy. There'll be some bits. John will do a stand-up spank down. And we'll have some live performances from the Moxie FM burlesque troupe. So we're all going to be there. It's going to be awesome. Show up Saturday night. RSVP to the damn thing. And bring some cash because the door prices, we're going to have, you know, donation boxes to go to the big cat rescue so that the kitties can get their Christmas trees and their pumpkins and their pinatas and their spices.
And my girl's going to be showing her tits all around and so are the burlesque dancers.
She?
And maybe John's going to be pulling his dick out and so will his Sherry. Okay. We're all just going to be nude. I mean, wanting money to see our part. So
that's, I mean...
Did I give much away.
Nailed it.
Did you find the thing you were looking for? Or?
No, it's unlocatable because it's a long
This
hard
is
drive.
Hilarious that Marie thought she was
killing. More like radio, less like
I hate you. I hate you.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sully Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep beat.
You're listening to Atomic Cast.
More Radio!
He talked me into... I feel like you didn't even say it, but I'm going to have to say something. I have to say it because I feel like I'm like, getting too graphic. Okay, testicles, penis. He had me. He licked his testicles and sucked his penis. There, I said it. Okay? He talked me into it and I did. It was disgusting. It felt like a robot penis. It was horrible. Okay? I'm not gay at all. But, my God. Stupid jerk had to make me do that. He didn't know either. He was young too, but not as young as me. He was 4 years older than me. But, you know, I got that on my chest. You know, that was horrible. He made me do it. Not that he made me do it. He taught me into doing it, and I did it. Like a fool. Oh, then he did me. Oh, my God. He did me too. I just remembered. I hate memories. Don't you? He did like the same to me. Yeah, it's all good. Well, I got it. And most of the fellas definitely good when he got it. So we weren't supposed to do that to each other. We were guys.
Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, you. Yes. You guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, gonna save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRT. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Thing froze up.
Ah, you kidding?
And I'm watching. They also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's.
Like the whole computer just froze up.
Oh, really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, "Hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'll come back for round two." And the guy was like, "He basically was like, you need to be quiet." And then asked her for her ID, and her ID was in her car. So he told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, the Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the
the Flight 800 of the Adobe player.
The Conti and Kenny Show, talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
You didn't each other.
We We did.
Oh,
in a real way.
Changed me forever.
Dropped into each other.
That happened.
Seriously,
you didn't. We staged the whole thing because you were acting like drunken jerks.
But I had a condom.
We put that in your butt with a toothbrush.
But my knees were all spit and my jaw was really sore. I figured I had like 3 to 4.
You choked our bodybuilder friend, Raj. He punched you in the face and dragged you by the hair into that room.
Raj? I thought we were friends.
So the sticky stuff on my chest is just glue.
No, that was semen. You were running around our house masturbating, saying, I am the gayest of them all. And I am. And then you finished on yourself and you passed out.
Yeah, you know what? I remember that. I did do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, hold on. So we, what you're saying is that we did not have sex with each other?
No.
Okay. Oh my God.
Okay,
wow.
That's a relief. Thank you. We're going to head out then. We're going to Palm Springs for the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Us too. We have a house down there.
Yeah, we're having a big party on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah?
Wow. Yeah. You definitely shouldn't come by.
Second hour for Dutch and Royce here at MoreLikeRadio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. If you guys want to get in touch with us. Ooh, another thing we should plug more often. If you want to see the full video replays of anything we do, it's on Vimeo.com. Just search More Like Radio, and you can search all of the, or not search, but you can find all of the Dutch and Roy's and Hippo Juice film videos of whenever we do our live show. And you can see our faces and all kinds of fun things like that.
Shut
Take
up.
Take away, Royce.
Take away, Frank.
We've done that in a while. So, what's the stupidest way you guys have actually hurt yourself? Because this weekend, over Easter weekend, which I haven't asked you guys about yet, I sprained my ankle on a trampoline.
Well, that's pretty common. Everyone
hurts himself with the trampoline.
Right, but
land on springs, or did you fall off like an asshole?
Well, what happened was is that I was at my brother's like house for Easter brunch. Well, no, he had the whole things that was like an enclosure for his kids.
Uh-huh.
You know, like one of those parents that had like the netting.
An asshole.
Right. And so I went in there with my two brothers, and they went to like, you know, we call it spiking, but like when you double bounce somebody, well, you kind of time the jumping. And when you jump, and then everybody else jumps in, and they like the force of their jump makes you jump twice as high. I had that happen to me, and for some reason, I came down sideways on my ankle, and their double jump went into me coming down sideways, and now like my left leg is fucked up. So.
And how old were you?
I'm 30.
In a trampoline accident, that's really trampoline accident.
Trampoline with nets around it. Yeah. It's not, but I mean, like, dude, how many times have you, like, when you hurt yourself, you're like, what the fuck? I'm too old to be hurting myself in this manner. Like, why the fuck? Am I the only person? Come on. Help me out here.
I broke my arm falling off of a swing when I was like 5. Does that count?
I tripped, cracked my head open when I was like 6. My forehead open.
Wait a minute. Tripped on. Like, did you not know how to put your hands out in front of you to like, or was it just?
She is.
Oh, the only thing that could stop my fall is my face right now.
I walked into a closed glass door when I was 17, broke my nose.
Okay, hold on.
I've told the story before, but I'll tell it again.
Have you? I don't.
Yeah,
remember
it was at my. It was years ago. It was. I was 17 and 16 or 17. 17, I think. Anyway, my dad was outside and he had the music on in the backyard, and we had a sliding glass door, and my mom had just finished cleaning it, and the glass door was really clean. But since the music was so loud outside, I thought the door was open because you usually had it open. So I went to walk outside and it was not open, and I broke my nose. That's my nose.
Just walked straight into it.
And broke my nose. And then at 17 years old, since I was 17, I was under 18, I had to go to the pediatric ER. So I'm sitting there with some fucking Barney on the TV and a little fucking toy train sitting going around me. And
I just said pediatrics at age 17?
Yeah. If you're under 18, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I never actually thought about
so,
that.
So, yeah, no, they do. If you're under 18, they do. It's just a liability thing or some bullshit. So, yeah, and it was pretty embarrassing, you know?
One of the hardest laughs I've ever had in my entire life was when we were growing up, you know, I've told this before that we were homeschooled for a good chunk of my growing up when we lived out in Colorado, or still live in Colorado. But anyways, so we used to hire in like tutors, like for like what my mom couldn't teach, like, you know, math or like science. And then she also got this art teacher. And so every Thursday we had this art teacher or whatever, and he would come in and like teach us how to like, you know, do oil paintings or watercolors or do whatever. And then one day one of the times he was in, he was like, hey, okay, everybody, we're going to go outside. And my sister, Renee, who was like 2 years younger than me, she's going to kill me for telling this story. I might have told this on the air before, but I don't remember. But I remember her taking her entire easel. So, and if you don't know what an easel is, it's that, you know, that fold up thing where you put your, you know, portrait.
We know what
thing
an easel
on,
is.
Your canvas on. Yeah, yeah. So it's like a fold up easel. And she was like, yay. And so she grabbed her easel and went to run outside because she was so excited about going outdoors that she crashed through the screen door that was just, you know, holding the side door of outside. And it just. All of her watercolors went everywhere. Her easel
exploded.
Whoa,
her water African Americans, or I believe they're called Nigger Aguins.
Okay, so that was a stretch.
No, because Agua.
I didn't see that one.
Nicaragua. See, Nicaragua. Come on, bro. That was a pretty good joke. Shut up. Get out of here. You just looking mad.
That was the biggest stretch
out
of watercolors I've ever heard.
No, it wasn't.
Anyways, her running into a screen door and having everything in her hand explode and have everything flying everywhere. I'm laughing right now because I just remember having some. Do you remember, you know what I'm talking about? Like where you see somebody fail so badly when they're so excited about something where everything that happens to them just fall. I remember seeing a businessman.
You mean like
man.
You telling the story?
I just. Okay.
Mitch laughed.
There you go. Old segment.
Oh, don't be a baby.
Right,
I'm
whatever.
Playing.
Go ahead.
Keep talking.
I gave a lot of examples right there. You go for it now.
Oh my God! Look
you
at
have
those
the stick.
Oh my God! Look at those foxes on the trampoline. Holy shit! That's adorable. Look at the picture Mom posted. It keeps looking. It's the first time. I guess it's the first time these foxes are running a trampoline. So it keeps looking down. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, can't figure it out.
Foxes on trampolines.
Yeah.
Not enough, obviously.
The fox is like, what the fuck is this thing beneath me?
Did that bitch in the first picture?
Oh my God. Yes, Dutch. I'm looking now.
Did
she
snap her back? Like,
oh my God. Look at her
there?
Neck. Look how she landed on her neck. No, it's not her back. It kind of looks like
I think we're watching like something from Faces of Death. Like,
it looks like it's weird. Like, it's obviously not cut. But it looks like it was cut weird.
Like yeah. Missing. It looks like the VCR skipped the way she landed. Like it misses a frame.
I think what we're trying to say is trampolines are safe.
Here's the thing is that like, if you look at the top part of her Spanx in this GIF here, you see it like little. I think she snapped the lower part of her back and it's pushing out through the top part of her panties or whatever that is, her Spanx. You see that?
Ow, maybe.
Right in the back part.
Yeah, I'm seeing it.
But it's funny because it's lolgifs.net. lolgifs.net, Dutch. Are you
saying? Okay, what? Yeah. It looks like the bottom part of her spine snapped and that's pushing out through her yoga.
How? She jumped like 5 feet down. How did she snap her back?
I don't know, but I'm just talking about that little push out.
The thing
right
is that you can't. Yeah, she's jumping from on top of her house onto the trampoline. But you do that into a pool, not into a fucking trampoline, you moron.
But yeah, like he said, it's 5 feet. You should be able to take that. But apparently,
yeah. But you know, at least the foxes were curious. They didn't break their necks like this dumb idiot.
Well, the thing is that like I should be able to take a double bounce from two of my brothers and my ankle just decided to go, nope.
It's because you're getting older. I'm telling you, it's what it is. I feel it too. I do things I used to do even a couple of years ago, and I'm like, why am I so much sorer? It sucks. It's fucking terrible.
Sorer. Like horror.
Like dinosaur.
Or moror.
Mordor. My no. Precious this is... Precious eye?
I don't know how to segue. I was hoping you guys.
Oh,
were.
Mitch.
Here we go. We have either stories of rape charges dropped against Uber driver after recording services, or we've been saying Steve Buscemi's name wrong all the time.
No, we haven't. What is it? How do you say it?
Which one do you guys
that
want?
One. Fucking Buscemi, obviously. Right, Buscemi. Steve Buscemi. Am I saying it right now?
Buscemi.
Buscemi.
No. Buscemi.
Buscemi.
You know, I don't even know. Hold on. Here you go.
No.
This is... He was on the Gilbert Gottfried podcast, and they talked about it, and there's like a ton of... You know how BuzzFeed is. They put up like 1,000 different videos. Yep. This is the one that like... This is... Just listen.
Welcome to the show... Former stand-up comedian and Brooklyn's own Steve Buscemi. Now is it how do you pronounce
it? You said it the way I say it.
Yeah.
Buscemi.
That's really all I wanted to know.
That's it.
Okay.
That's,
thank you.
Thanks for coming.
We've been talking to Steve Buscemi.
This has been really fun,
thank
guys.
You guys
are great.
I'm back again.
All right.
Didn't you say people started calling you Buscemi, so you started saying it after a while?
Well, Buscemi is not wrong.
Right.
You know.
But shouldn't it be Buscemi?
Why do you say that?
Because Italian.
No, I think it's
because Italian.
In Sicily, it's Buscemi.
Buscemi.
Yeah, Buscemi. Okay.
It's a Buscemi.
You are.
So okay. I did say it right.
I always said.
What's up?
So I did say it right at the beginning. Buscemi. Buscemi.
It's a Buscemi.
It's a Steve Buscemi.
Apparently, we've been saying Buscemi, but it's Buscemi.
I was saying Boo Earns.
Boo Earns.
From The Simpsons, you stupid idiot.
Yeah. Get our Simpsons jokes.
Oh, Mitch, what were you saying? Sorry, Dutch, remember that we never got to because that's our ADD, but we're talking the first hour. There was an update or SeaWorld tried to change their image, something with black with that Blackfish movie or whatever.
Oh,
I'm sorry, but remember, I mentioned it and we never even got to it. I know you sent it in the prep email. That's why I was asking. It
basically, SeaWorld is saying, no, we don't mistreat our dolphins.
No,
or our
yes, puppies. They do. No, they do.
The fuck we have, we treat them nicely.
They don't do that. They're very mean to them.
Pull up the video because I told you guys this last week. Their response is nuh-uh. Like that's their entire response.
Nuh-uh.
That is 100. Dude, I've gone through every one of their things that like they're trying to refute anything okay. that Blackfish
yes,
said.
Yes.
It's just like no.
Okay, here we go. Go
what
ahead.
What about
Mitch.
This? Nuh-uh.
Yeah, we played a couple of you, but this is a different one. Go ahead.
Facts
do you have it?
Yeah. Like to know.
We don't collect killer whales from the wild and haven't for 35 years.
With the highest standard of animal care in the world, our whales are healthy.
They're thriving.
It wouldn't work here if they weren't.
And government research Ooh. Shows they live just as long as whales in the wild.
Caring for these whales.
Hold on, pause for a second. They live just because they live as long. Doesn't necessarily mean
it's a good life.
Yeah.
They're people just in, as happy as wild whales.
People in prison
Guys
might live.
There you go.
But exactly. Me and Dutch bumped heads. People in prison might be fucking living just as long as us out here, but I'd rather be fucking out here.
No, you know? I think prisoners are just as happy as us free people.
No, they're not. That's exactly the point.
Do you have any more of them?
Ability to get that right.
And we take it very seriously because we love.
I have a beard.
And we know you love them too.
Get the facts. Ask SeaWorld.com.
Okay.
Okay, I'm
well,
gonna start.
I want to ask a question to SeaWorld right now.
I want to start a website called AskTheWhales.com.
I want to start a website that says Nuh-uh.com. Like, because that's essentially what they just said. That's yeah. a.
Dude, but what about all the video proof?
Identifying Dutch? The whole Blackfish thing of like these are highly intelligent things. Well, how about the mother?
You're
that
right.
sat there screaming in the corner mm-hmm. for until she died. The day until she died, she sat there and cried.
Here's what you, okay, I'll be. You asked. Okay, let's pretend you just asked that question. I'm the CEO of SeaWorld. I'm going to respond right now.
Hold on with this. We're in press conference, right?
Yeah. Go. Ask me. Ask me the question. Ask me the question.
Okay. How about the mother of the orca who sat there and cried in the corner until she died after her orca was separated from her?
Nah.
But sir. Sir, you don't. Mm-hmm. It.
Nope.
Is that the right response? Because these things feel emotion, and it. There was actual physical evidence of this thing being in sorrow until the day it died.
I don't think so.
But I don't.
Well, how freak about you? That's the most. You know what? No wonder they're doing it. It is a very, it's very effective. It is frustrating.
Just saying, nuh-uh.
Nope. It's you can't do anything to that. Like, get the facts. I have them already. That's why that whole movie had facts in it.
But no, like that entire video didn't respond to anything.
Like, how about those divers? Those trainers are still dead.
Or all the trainers who used to work for them who were like, yeah, they treat them well, but they shouldn't be here in the first place. That's the whole point.
Holy
of
shit,
the movie.
You know, I just figured it out. The SeaWorld is SeaWorld is just like Scientology. Like if you leave them, they blackball you. This is very odd. It's
I
just,
cannot wait to see that thing.
You have
is
to
it on torrent
it.
Yet or no?
It's on HBO Go.
It's
Can probably, I get a HBO Go?
Yeah, I will send you one, but it's also on torrent too.
Thank you.
Ignored it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm getting a lot of viruses these days.
What's it called?
Going Clear.
Clear, yeah.
It's
we
really
have, dude,
good.
The amount of backlash I've heard from this fucking thing.
Ridiculous.
It's been a week now. We talked about it, and yes. I think it came out last week. It's been 7 days. The amount of controversy that's happened from this thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, I talked about it on Cousin Joe's show, actually, last week I was on, and
Ooh, yeah, Fancy Man, our cousin Joe.
We talked about the movie. It's ridiculous. If you haven't seen it, like, I mean, I saw the whole Big Black Cock documentary, the BBC one, and I mean, that was pretty crazy. But even people that were defending Scientology in that one now came out against it, like the number two guy. Like, it's if basically here's what happened. This movie is so right about it's like if right now, for no reason, except for the fact that it was true, Joe Biden went, you know, Obama's killing kids. You would have to go, what? Because that's the number two guy. So that's basically what's happened with Scientology. The number two guy is saying, no, this dude's definitely lying and fucking with
murdering children.
Yeah, it's like you can't, you go, what?
And then they have thousands of people. They have, you know, they have Hillary Clinton on board. They have everybody else saying that he kills kids. Like, it's that
exactly.
Damaging.
And then, but then there's still people that'll be like, no, I support him. But that's what happens. But the thing is, you start finding out that even really smart people get caught into this, not because they don't figure it out, but by the time they do, when you're doing all these audits and stuff, they have all
they
this.
Have everything
they have everything on you. So even if you don't want to be there, you have to stay, or they'll expose you and ruin your life. And they'll follow you with a film crew. It's really bad.
Because the thing is, up until this point, I had actually seen a bunch of different, like, you know, mini documentaries that, like, or just, you know, pieces from like 2020 or the BBC or whatever about, because you know how it is when you get into like a YouTube hole or whatever. Every single one of them, the general thing you see is anybody who's from Scientology will come after you and threaten them. Like, they come after these film crews and be like, oh, I have your criminal records. Do you want me to put that on a film? Yeah. Oh, here you go. Hey, this is your film crew. Do you understand that your host right here
was
convicted of sexual demeanor, yada, yada, and it turns out that he flashed a crowd.
Not after this documentary. They can't get away with it anymore. I'm trying to try. Will you watch it? They can't. After what came out, they can't because the number two guy said...
What a piece of shit.
One of the things in the film that the number two guy said was, he says, yes, I was told to make Nicole Kidman break up with Tom Cruise because she wasn't a Scientologist. And the way they did it was by lying to their kids, lying to him, and just doing it. And then Tom Cruise, people are saying that after this, and Tom Cruise is going to have no choice to either come out against it and that he'll save his career. But if he stays with it, the shit that's going to come out is going to ruin him. And it's weird because in the documentary, you even see Tom Cruise like saluting L. Ron Hubbard like a fucking soldier. It's odd. It's fucking weird.
Dude, it's one of those weird cult things that because when everybody hears the word cult, they always think of like, oh, these dumb idiots that, you know, for, you know, whatever reason, like drink the Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Like that whole Heaven's Gate. Of like these soft people. But these guys were the ones who were able to figure out how to do that and then have power of attorney.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they sued the
government.
They sued the IRS and won.
The IRS.
And won. And the problem is that...
They were smart about it.
Yeah, they have a fucking celebrity center in Hollywood that's just for movie stars. You know what that is? No other church has that. And that's the other thing. Like, people, you know me, I always said this previously, but you know me, I'm the harshest critic of religion. You know that. But... The one thing is, there's casual Christians where they'll be like, yeah, I'm a Christian, but, you know, whatever. I support gay marriage, but, you know. But there's no casual Scientologist. No. You're either 100%, that's it. You know, that's it. That's what the weird part about it is.
I was actually going to bring up the whole South Park thing, but says it used to be really bad in the 60s to 90s, but after that South Park episode, their public image was destroyed, and thus we have these documentaries and investigations.
Yep.
It became safe to go after them after South Park. Yeah, dude, South Park, if you remember that episode, they were like,
crazy.
No, this is, they kept doing things.
This is what Scientologists really believe.
This is what they believe.
And I still, once again, I don't know why you don't like South Park. Some of the stuff they've done is ridiculous. Come on.
Dude, stuff like this. Oh, yeah. I'm going to give them credit hand over foot because of things like that. But it became the same episode after a while. It's like Family Guy to me. It's like the same episode every week, but just with a different target.
You're wrong.
So I know I'm wrong because apparently.
Anyway.
Told me this before, whatever.
But anyway, it's really ridiculous. Like the people once again, like something else that people like something like they say in a documentary, but something like, you know, Christianity, they could hide some of the lies through, you know, it's happened so long ago, you know, it's like through mystery and it. But with this stuff, it's like this shit was written in the 60s. Like you could literally Google search it. The guy was still alive that wrote it not too long ago. Like, you know, it's weird, you know. And he was running from the IRS, and he was the Sea Org. It's, dude, just watch it. It's really good.
I can't wait because I've been waiting to blow that off in a new religion. Not new, but you know what I mean, like because I mean I've completely Christians, Catholics, all that nonsense is just so stupid to me at this point. I mean, you know, in Mormonism, I mean, the Book of Mormon, again, South Park thing.
God, Book of Mormon.
Just made everybody go like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
But this, I can't wait because I think all this organized religion shit is nonsense. Anyways, hey, how about some fun things?
Yes.
I hate fun things.
South Carolina cop charged with murder for fatally shooting a man during a traffic stop. Have you guys seen this yet?
Whoa, what? No, I have not seen this.
It's bad.
Do you have a video?
This is... I actually, Kelsey, I don't know where Kelsey is right now, but this is bad. Here, hold on.
Damn.
Like, it might be better if I play it from, if you play it from your end.
Yeah, yeah. Can you send it me in Google? It'll be easier.
Google Hangout?
Yeah.
Here we go.
But.
This one's bad. And here, I'll just read it while you pull it up.
All right, South Carolina.
White South Carolina police officer is facing murder charges after being filmed shooting a black man in the back while he tried to flee from the scene of a traffic stop.
Well, I'm trying to find the video. Where's it, the bottom?
It is if you scroll down, it's the only video that's available. It's right before
I got it.
You got it. Okay. Well, before he's there's.
Okay, I pause. Go ahead.
Just pause real quick. Okay. The patrolman first class Michael Slager, 33, shot Walter, 50, in North Charleston on Saturday after pulling him over for a malfunctioning brake light. Slager was charged with murder.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Which carries a conviction of death and a term of 30 years prison.
But the good thing is when cops go to prison, they're treated well.
Here's the thing, is that like no one is defending him.
No, you
normally
can't.
When cops kill somebody, you have like the you know, the police department, everybody on this person's side going, look, you know, something bad happened. He did this, that, the other thing. He did what the protocol was. It's not a white black thing. No one is defending this guy. And you can tell why. Just play the video.
Okay, here we go. Oh my God, shaky cam. Fucking Cloverfield. Okay, look, I recognize somebody's dying, but turn your phone when you film.
You'll see it.
Thank you. Oh. What? Did he just shoot him?
He shot him nine
on the
times.
Back?
Shot him nine times in the back. This happened 2 days ago. Notice the first cop on the scene, aside from the guy who just shot him, was a black cop.
Put your hands behind your back, but didn't he shoot him?
He's dead.
So why would he be putting his hands behind his back if he's dead?
It's a dead person he's putting cuffs on.
He shot him nine times in the back? I'm sorry. I got to back up to the shots. Hold on. Sorry. I was trying to see the because it's
step back up further.
It's for okay. Sorry, here it's right around here. Okay. Jesus Christ! So yeah, it was bop 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 bop. Holy dude!
Is that bad?
Nine times.
Oh shit.
The guy filming is just like, oh shit. Mind you.
Shit.
Traffic stop for brake lights, but granted, whatever. The whole incident, the guy ran. dude, you know me. I'm always on the side of the cops, but this one, I can't justify a guy, a 33-year-old male who's in the cop force, shooting a 50-year-old black guy down.
Oh, yeah. The first cop is a black guy.
And even if the guy was resisting arrest.
Even if he were
resisting arrest, he didn't deserve to die. He deserved a fucking tasing.
Tase him.
Most.
Tase him. I'm fine with
you. Or just chase him down. How about you? You're 33. You got physical prowess. Just chase the guy down, tackle him, and put the old fucker in some cuffs.
Yep.
Even if he was on PCP, even if he was on anything, you don't deserve, dude.
Fucking abuse.
You cannot pull out. That's the reason why, by the way, and I'm with the rest of the story. That's the reason why he's getting charged for first degree murder. Like, this is not. His life was in danger. Pull out your firearm. And by the way, I was telling Kelsey this. There are going to be riots for this. There's going to be.
Not if he's found guilty.
No. Just because it happened.
Yeah, you're probably right.
When was the last time you saw a white on black crime that, you know, had any kind of reason behind it? It's going to be. This is one of the worst I've seen in a long time.
And can you imagine what would have happened if this person wasn't filming?
Are you playing it again?
No. It's just the video wasn't over.
Oh,
it's now.
Yeah, you basically see the second officer on scene. Yeah,
I'll mute it. I can mute it so we can just see. We don't need to hear the wind
just
noise.
Just checking his pulse, knowing that he's dead. And you basically, you know, you don't really hear, but you can kind of see them going like, "What the dude? There's a kid filming us. What the fuck?"
When he saw the camera of the kid, what do you think went through his head?
That's why what went through his head was, I didn't make this seem legit. That's why I need to go put cuffs on a dead body.
Unfucking, that's bad.
That's
you
bad.
No one could defend that one. I could have been any drug. You don't do
and
that.
You
shit.
Know me. Like you always are on the other side. I'm on the other. We've always debated this whole thing. I can't defend that one, man. That's a fucking asshole who just wanted to shoot somebody that day.
And that's the problem. Like people,
the dead man.
People put this whole, you know, respect and authority, you know. Cops are just like regular people. But my point is that cops are still regular people, and there's going to be cops that are going to kill people.
Correction, they're regular people with a gun.
Yes, that's true. And now he checks his pulse. Well, no, he's dead. It's the pulse isn't coming back just because
the black guy looked at him and his other buddy, the black cop that came over, and was like, dude, he's dead.
Yeah.
So that just broke not so long ago. Even though it happened 2 days ago, it just broke on BuzzFeed not so long ago as far as he is definitely getting charged with, like, murder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't, you know, a case of, like, that fat fucking idiot in New York, you know, getting choked out by a cop and because he had diabetes, he died. This is a guy who was like, I want to kill somebody today. But because the person who shot and the person who died, one was white, one was black. That's the reason why it's probably going to get Al Sharpton's attention.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's going to get all the riot attention. There is a racial tension these days that is about to explode. And I feel like this is the Rodney King that's about to happen. That what we just watched, people are going to start fucking killing cops.
But I thought racism was over because Obama's president now.
Yeah, I you would think, right? Uh-huh.
What was it for that Philomena Kunk from that chick, the comedian from Weekly Wife says, now racism is over in America, so you could racism's over in America. You could be whatever you want if you're black, as long as it's president or shot. Like that was funny, and it's true.
What was the first thing that turned us on to her?
I don't know. I was on the
I love her.
I somehow came across these things on the internet. I don't remember. You know, you get in a YouTube hole and you click related videos. And right, the new thing with YouTube now, it auto plays related videos. So like, if you walk away for a second, it'll just start playing the next one and the next one and the next one.
It's true. It does that now. It's evil.
Do you wonder if, like, you know, black people, like, you know, look at, like, certain cases or whatever and go, like, man, you're setting us back in this whole race game.
Oh, yeah, of course, because I'm Hispanic, and I do.
This video, I'm going, this piece is shit Italian. It's like, you have set us back so far now.
Mm-hmm.
Just by fucking, just because you wanted to shoot somebody that day, black or white. I don't even think it was a race thing, but it's going to turn into that. That's the thing. Because the first officer on scene, which was probably one of his good friends, was a coworker of his, which was a black, cop. But because he just wanted to fire his weapon at somebody that day, it's just...
I can't think of any need. Like, you can watch it a million times. I can't think of any need to shoot him. There's no reason to fucking shoot the guy, dude. There's none.
Here's the thing. Even if he punched him in the face and ran away, there was nothing there that warranted my life is in danger.
My point is
that I need to discharge my weapon. The guy was running away, man.
What's the purpose? What's the purpose of a taser? What's the purpose of pepper spray? What's the purpose of your goddamn baton if you don't always have to go right to gun?
The thing is that, like, I was reading more on this. Apparently, he had never had an incident ever. I think this guy just snapped and was like, fuck everything. I just want to kill somebody today.
He's going to take a plea deal, and it's because of the plea deal.
He's not going to take anything, dude. He's getting... Here's the thing. No one from... Okay, hold on. Statement carried by Ayler said of Scott, confronted Officer Slager, reached for his taser as a train department, and then struggled with... the struggle that ensued with the driver tried to overpower Slager in an effort to take his taser, and he felt like he was threatened and reached for his department-issued firearm.
Was he threatened by? The fucking his jumpsuit?
He tasered the dude, and then he pulled out his gun, and the dude ran, so then he shot the dude?
That's what his statement was. That's the only thing he can go with.
But still, if the guy's running away, then... The force has been de-escalated. You don't shoot.
Running away, you don't shoot. Even if you ask, like, if you talk to any highway patrol officers, they're told that if like, for example, that's why people don't know. A lot of people don't know this, but if you're in a motorcycle, you've got a 99% chance you're going to get away from a cop on the highway.
North Charleston Mayor Keith Sumney told the reporters, according to the Washington Post, quote, I can tell you that as a result of that video and the bad decisions made by our officer, he will be charged with murder. Ooh. So no one is standing behind this guy. They're going like, no, that is not a fucking... Because generally, like I said earlier, like, you know, if there's like a gray area... Cops usually stick together. In this regard, none of them, they're going, no, he's a piece of shit. Fuck him.
Yeah, it's like, what I was saying is, like, you know, if you know anyone in highway patrol, they tell them, for example, if there's guys on a motorcycle, after a certain speed, they tell you for public safety, you let them go.
Right.
And you let them get away. That's why motorcycles get away from cops all the time, you know?
Right.
You fucking cutting because through
lanes.
Because
they're not the ones that are going to be crashing into people.
Right, so they tell them to let him go. So that's my point. It's you do that at that point. It's like, just what's he gonna do? Run, let him run. What's he gonna do? Let him run. He didn't have a weapon. Whatever, or chase him. You're a cop. You should be able to tackle him. At that point, you could see how close he was. He should have been able to tackle him.
And even if he tried to go for his taser, still not a. Like, just look at the video.
It's
like,
ridiculous. Dude.
It's really sad.
It is. Well, let's move to something happy. Mitch sent this. A pregnant model still has a six pack at 10 days from delivery date.
10 days?
Yes.
Since she doesn't have a kid.
No.
She just ate too much. She's
pregnant. She is 10 days out.
There you
she
go.
8 months and 20 days pregnant.
That's not real.
It is.
This it's not real.
Yep.
Where's the baby?
It's in there.
Where's the baby?
See the belly button is an Audi? You don't have an Audi on that kind of body without having
unless you're just a gross human being.
There you
first
go.
First of all, what? Okay, I have a problem with her cell phone case in that first picture.
Because
I agree. I'm on your side with that.
That is so big and intrusive, that teddy bear cell phone case.
But look at that.
Unless she's the kind of cunt that's like, I'm going to use this only for pictures in the mirror.
She's like Jess from New Girl. But
yep.
That fucking body, though.
It is ridiculous.
That's not 10 days from.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I have to say, though, that's not a healthy baby then.
How do you know, though?
Well,
you,
it's a fucking
because
healthy.
She's delivered. Hold on.
It's a fucking me. Healthy pussy.
They said that she said that the doctor said the baby was healthy and she was healthy and everything was good.
Well, then good. I hope to see that outcome, but. That looks like what we call IUGR, inner uterine growth restricted baby.
What does that mean?
I just said
for us.
I did.
She just said
I can't hear
what
you.
What does it mean, though?
What does it mean?
No.
It means small baby, small percentile. She looks fabulous, don't get me wrong, but I don't know how that's going
to
be.
If you saw that and you knew that she was about to give birth, like, what would be your concerns?
I would want to fuck her still, yes, to answer your question. Oh, you're talking, I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought you were asking me.
Roy said I'd want to fuck her too, it's okay.
Cool.
No, just that it'd be a small baby, that it had the lungs wouldn't be as mature and it would have a harder time getting a jump start when it comes out.
Yeah, but as a cigarette...
But she might rock it.
But as a cigarette industry used to say, some women just want smaller babies.
Well, they're asking for a NICU baby then if you want a smaller baby.
Yeah, that's like you become the lead singer of Incubus, right? That's not bad. That's like Incubus.
What's an Incubus baby mean? No. Talk into the mic.
An Incubus baby's when they're in NICU and you have to, they have their... I don't want to explain all this.
No, the babies could only go to sleep when you play Drive from Incubus.
Yeah, I thought it was a fan of Incubus.
Okay.
Yeah. What was that?
An Incubus baby is a baby that's a fan of Incubus.
Right, exactly. You can only go to sleep when you're playing Drive or something.
I do love that band.
Yeah, see? Makes sense.
That doesn't look healthy, right?
But where is the baby?
Where's the beef?
Where is the beef? That does not look healthy to
you? Oh, God, you're right. I hate that cell phone case.
They're very small.
That is a bad... I really don't like that cell phone case at all. It is bothering
besides
me
now. Besides the
case. It's like, she's... The point is that I should be astonished by her, but the cell phone case is fucking me up.
That... bear case, like, you can't fit that in anything.
Yeah, your Teddy Ruxpin case, you stupid cunt.
Ugh.
If okay, Kelsey, if Look you were if you were looking at that woman's bump,
vagina.
How long would you say you'd think she was?
25 weeks.
Okay, thanks for making me do math.
What is it in months?
Second trimester.
My baby's 175 months old.
Oh my God!
Talk into the mic, baby.
Well, now I have to do the math too. I go by weeks, not months.
She also goes
you
by
said 25 weeks.
25 divided by 4.
Dutch, I go by metric time.
So she's like 5.5 months.
Right.
5 times 4 is 20. Yeah.
Was that like halfway or?
Yeah. 40 weeks. 40 weeks is term. She looks like she's halfway there.
When do you start showing? 3 months.
She looks way less than that.
Everybody starts showing at different times.
Oh.
It just depends.
But she, how far along was she when she posted these pictures?
9.5 months pregnant.
No way.
No. I mean, she looks great, don't get me wrong, but I just, I don't know how healthy that baby actually is.
Is that a French fry phone
call? Uh-oh, let me read the first comment. Mother of the year right here. Putting yourself ahead of the child's well-being always works out in the end.
You know, I have to go with that woman because I'm sick of women who just are like, you know what? I'm going to be a fatty because it's okay now.
Yeah, but she's saying I'm going to stay ripped because I care more about my own body than my baby's. There's an equal.
Does that a bad thing for your baby?
You have to find there's a fine line with it. I mean.
Yeah, but
you don't
right,
have
but
to become a whale.
Let's go into goddamn evolution for a second. Women used to still have to fucking run while they're 9 months pregnant, not beaten by a goddamn saber tooth. So yeah, I think if a couple of them genetically have abs, I think the baby
Mongols
will be fine.
Or Greeks come and kicking the doors.
Exactly.
Or
yeah,
blacks.
That's my point.
Hey.
I mean, look.
Go ahead.
My point is that the fucking Grecians didn't have prenatal vitamins. You know.
That's to prevent spina bifida. Babe, I told you about the meth mom I had the other
night.
Thunder
Royce or me?
You, me. Oh, Marie. Babe, that's Marie.
Oh. Marie, babe. Remember that meth mom I was telling you about?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Meth mom?
She
oh, God,
like
no.
She deals with a lot. It's always fun whenever she
Not
goes on
a
like
meth
a three-day bender of like night shifts, and I'll talk to her for a little bit. She has these like
Yeah, it's like
stories she has to tell me about these meth moms.
It's like night court, but sadder. And there's
well,
no bald cop
on methadone, but she didn't admit to being on methamphetamines. So it's like, well, if you're going to admit to one of them, why aren't you admitting to the rest of it?
Because
so she's all methed out.
Methadone is, I guess, considered a recovery drug versus
from
meth.
Heroin.
Okay, tomato fucking tomato.
Tomato fucking
heroin. Yeah, exactly.
So she didn't work out, but she did look like that. She just did drugs to look like that.
That's so fucking hot, right?
That baby is in NICU on an incubator.
Hold on. I know we don't have a ton of time left, but we can go over because nobody's here. Can you please? This is about you. Take the mic.
You take the mic.
please tell me about, or tell them about what you told me about the most rude patient you've ever had in your entire life.
Oh, she was so mean to me.
What did she do? Where did she touch you?
She didn't touch me at all. I gave her Tylenol and she wanted oxycodone. And she wasn't even there for delivery. I just had to monitor her baby because she got in a really bad car accident. So we had lab work, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I had to keep her there for 4 hours and I'm monitoring her. She did not like that I would only give her Tylenol because that's what the doctor ordered, where she's a chronic pain patient. So
are you
she
sure
gets
now? Are you sure it wasn't Joe Coletta in a wig with a pillow under his shirt?
Could have been.
Just in case. I'm just checking.
It's more oxy.
Sorry, go ahead.
Like, she was good with me for the first 3 hours, and on the last hour, then she started just saying, fuck you, fuck this, you're just picking your ass, you're fucking stupid ass nurse.
Ooh.
And I got really offended at the end of it.
Ooh, hoo, 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 hoo.
No, don't. I don't have a bra on. My boobs are showing.
Oh. Mind you, for the podcast listeners, I was trying to turn the camera towards
my
her.
Boobs are showing. Yeah, mind you, for the podcast listeners, this is what you miss out on. Boobs.
Yep, there you go. Boobs.
You miss out on boobs.
All right. Anyways, what happened
boobs.
Next?
Boobs.
Fuck you, and she kept saying fuck you, and then she wanted a pelvic exam, and I offered to check cervix.
I would do her.
I know, right? And she did not want my pelvic exam. Then she said, "Fuck you, bitch! Don't touch me." And I was like, "Oh my god, I don't know how to take care of you, woman."
So how long did you go for before you actually went, okay? Well, first of all, your profession says you cannot explode and be like, "All right, bitch, I'm only here to monitor your kid. I don't give a shit about your pain."
That's not true. Have you seen some? Have you seen some Jamaican nurses? They talk to you just like that.
Yeah, they do. That's true.
They do?
Jamaican nurses?
That's very.
They don't. No, it's not racism. I mean, I've seen it. I'm fucking. They. You never question them or complain to them. You're afraid they're gonna hit you. Now you sit down right there and take this shot. I'm like, all right, yeah, whatever. I don't care. It's fine. Don't hurt me.
So okay. So what was the end of it? What like. So she's sitting there consistently cursing at you, telling you that you don't know what the fuck you're doing. And you're a medical professional trying to tell this like Hispanic couple
what they're talking about.
One of them's obviously addicted to oxycodone.
The police came in and took pictures of their faces, their wounds, and all that
shit. So they're addicted to a good time. Big deal.
I thought she was just addicted to love.
Yeah, might as well face it.
She did not love me. No, the whole point was she wanted her pelvis and her shoulder to be evaluated before her baby was evaluated. And when I tried to explain, well, we take the child's life
we're in birthing
first.
Center. We're not in the
ER. So I took her to the ER and then they gave her morphine. I found out, by the way, I didn't tell you this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then she got her morphine.
Good.
And they loved her and not me. But the baby was doing great. That was my priority.
So essentially what you're saying is that like, whenever there's an accident and the baby's involved, no matter how far along, they have to monitor
the baby first. I don't give a fuck if your pelvis hurts or you're wearing a seatbelt. It's going to get a bruise.
My pelvis. Can I have some morphine?
Yes.
Can you do that next time you go to the hospital? Just do that.
That would be hilarious.
What happens if she gets her morphine first before you check the baby?
That's the whole point, is that we wouldn't be monitoring the baby. We didn't know how the baby would be. So if she went to the ER first and got the trauma part figured out with her bones, baby could have already passed or dead or stayed alive.
And these are the people that are reproducing. Just remember that.
Yes.
This is our next generation.
That's funny you said that because that was what she was like. I wanted to kill this child to save.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my step
not
over.
Not kill the child.
Okay, never mind. You didn't say that. I thought
I
that.
Kill the parent.
Yeah.
Kill the parent. I would want to kill the parent. I get that. You didn't say that. I'll say that. I would want to kill the parent.
But wouldn't the
Joel and I not having children?
We're never having kids.
But
never.
I don't understand. Wouldn't the doctors in the ER be like, "You have a baby"?
Maria, I believe it's pronounced "er."
Wouldn't the doctors an "er"?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, they were willing to give it to her because the baby had been cleared. But when you have a patient that is seen by a pain clinic, like a certain physician, because she has chronic pain, supposedly, you hate it. How I say that? They're the only ones that can prescribe something different because we're there for the OBGYN part.
The hot part.
Vagina part.
Yeah, the hot part.
Yeah.
Right.
Hot pockets
I'm part. Also, by the way, since we're coming to that vagina reminded me, we're going to start a Game of Thrones show again.
Yes!
Not
Can
tomorrow. Yeah, of course. Not tomorrow, Wednesday, but next week, Wednesday, right after Hippo Juice, we do the Game of Thrones podcast. So
not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, but next week.
After Game of Thrones airs.
Yes.
That would make way more sense than doing it before it airs.
Yeah, it wouldn't make any sense at all. So.
Right.
But it's airing this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
All righty. Should we get out of here? Did we do everything?
Yeah, we did everything. I think we're good.
Cool. All right. Marie, why better?
I'm better because I got to see a cougar roll around in catnip and purr.
And you're not even talking about an old woman either.
No, no.
Sherry.
I am better than you because I eat gluten.
Gluten.
That's just mean towards me.
Gluten.
That and you robbed me of mine. Mitch.
I am better than you because it's my birthday, bitch.
You know what? That actually should trump everything.
Yeah, it does. Pretty good.
We haven't really said enough birthdays. You know what? For the rest of the show, instead of why you better, like, why is Mitch better than everybody?
Oh, okay, we can do that.
I like this.
How about that? Because it's his birthday?
Yeah, I like it. Let's do it. That's a good idea. Okay, I can do that.
Can we start over?
Sure, let's start over.
All right, Marie, why is Mitch better than everybody?
Mitch is better than everybody because his beard is mightier.
I like it.
Good. Actually, you know what? I'm going to share your last because you're the love of his life. So
we'll go with that.
Royce, why is Mitch better than everybody?
I think Mitch is better because...
You just happened to have it pulled up, didn't you?
Yep.
I think Mitch is better than everybody because he can say Steve Buscemi's name correctly.
Ooh. I don't tip.
Do you have anything or no?
Why am I Mr. Pink? It sounds like Mr. Pussy.
Sherry, why is Mitch better than everybody?
Mitch is better than everybody because he gets to stick his penis in my vagina.
Oh!
Nailed it!
Yes.
Nailed. Nobody's topping that one. All right, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce.